not so sure. It's not so simple. This is with the behavior of the people.
בכבוד, עוד פעם.
בכבוד עוד פעם. תדעי פרמישן פרשת בעירה. בעירה אליו השם. השם appeared to him. It doesn't say, בעירה השם אליו. אורחיים, עד הרחונים, זה ערך שבי, בעירה השם אליו. That's the correct Hebrew. Hashem appeared to him. And over here it says, appearance to him, Hashem. That's the text. Appearance, Vayera, Elav, to him, Hashem. It's not the correct Hebrew. The Hebrew that says, Lesik Parasha, Vayera Hashem Elav, Vayera Hashem El Abraham. So the Gemara says, what we're talking is, that today is the third day of the Brit Milah, of Avraham Avinu had Brit Milah, and Hashem came to visit him. Not saying anything, Hashem arrives. And of course, what it means on the simple, just on the surface, the arrival of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it could be seen, people saw in the Kotel as well, a blue cloud. I know people saw a blue cloud in the Kotel. So the Gemara says, Hashem's color is blue, and the cloud in the desert was blue. And Hashem arrived to Abraham, and Abraham saw it, not Abraham felt it. Abraham saw, you see, blue cloud. As the Torah says, I've seen it so few times in the desert, a blue cloud that came. So Hashem came to visit him, doesn't say anything. It means bikur cholim, to visit the sick people. Says the Gemara, for the last 2 days, Abraham was looking to have a guest and could not find a guest. On the third day, he takes his chair and he sits at the opening of the tent. Pu Yoshev Petach Ol Kochom Ayom. Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu took some heat from Gehenom. It wasn't so hot. And Hashem boiled the world in order for people not to come and bother Abraham Avinu. But since the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Abraham Avinu wants so much guests, Hashem is going to bring them. Says the Gemara that when Hashem arrived, Avraham Avinu wanted to stand up. He had to stand up for Hashem. And Hashem told him, sit down, sit down. And says, by you sitting down, there's going to be a sign for your children. And eventually they'll go to Eretz Israel or in the desert, they'll have court system. So the halacha is, in the court system, the judges have to sit down. Like we do Hafarat Nedarim. So the people that sit down are the judges. And the Torah says, the sentence in the Torah, Ve'amdu Ha'edim. It says, the witnesses, they stand. Amdu Anashim. It says, the people have to stand in front of the Dayanim. The Dayanim have to sit down. I says, how do you know they have to sit down? I says, here is the first time Hashem tells Avraham, listen, don't get up for me. I want you to sit down. I'm going to stand up. It's going to be a sign for your children that when the court system will operate, I will stand by. Shenehemar, the Mizmor said yesterday, Elohim nitzav ba'adat kel. Sit down. And the question is, what he says to know with Brit Milah? It's not the first time Hashem arrived to Avraham Avinu. Hashem arrived last week, Parashat Lech Lecha. He told him to do Brit Milah. Also it says, Vayera Hashem el Avraham. As Avraham already saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw the cloud. Avraham saw the cloud a few times. Gemara says, and Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha, go out of Syria. So the Gemara says, Avraham, which way you go? Hashem did not tell you where to go. So the Gemara, Avraham followed the cloud. It was a blue cloud in Shemaim. Avraham followed the cloud until he got to Israel. Hashem did not tell him where is he going. So the Torah, the Gemara says, here, look, Hashem told Avraham, sit down, it's going to be a sign. What has to do sign to my children, the court system? Now it's a Brit Milah. I just a Brit Milah. Hashem came to visit me. He said, don't stand up. Three people come. He said, really, three angels. The Gemara says, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. Says the Gemara like this. Michael comes, he's going to heal Avraham Avinu. I'm sorry. Raphael comes, he's going to heal Avraham Avinu. Michael comes, he's going to tell Sarah she's going to have a baby boy. And Gabriel, he really doesn't have to come here. He's going from here to Sdom, to destroy Sdom and Amora. So the question is, so why did he come to Avraham's house? He has to come to Amalel. He should go straight flight. Why does he have to make a stop? So you don't need him here. You need Michael and we need Raphael. We don't need Gabriel. Why is Gabriel here? So they come inside. So the Torah tells Abraham, runs towards them and invites them and tells them, come inside and I'll give you this, I'll give you that. In the meantime, Abraham Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I have to take care of the guests. Please, the blue cloud, Hashem is here. The blue cloud is here. Abraham tells the blue cloud, do not leave, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until I take care of the guests. Says the Gemara, from here you learn that to take care of a guest is more important than a visitor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not a question. First, ask how does Abraham know it? So it's not a question. Abraham knew the whole Torah. It's not a question. But you know, for the answer, maybe it's a question. Now the Torah will tell you that Abraham decided he's going to give them a good meal. So the Torah says he runs to the tent and he tells Sarah, "Please, fresh pitot, fresh, even though they had from yesterday." The Gemara said that it's every got Amazon on wine. Even at the end, they didn't bring that pitot. Because Sarah became Tmea, says the Gemara. Abraham says, Marie, hurry up. Ela bakaratz Abraham, he runs to the cattle, he says, he wants to take three kettles. He wants to give them a tongue with mustard. Not more, not less. Tongue. You know the people? Well, who are they? One looked like a baker, one looked like a sailor, one looked like an Arab. You know them? No. Who are they? I have no idea. So, you have to give them tongue. Tuna fish is good. Give them cold water and a sandwich. No, is this okay? So, the Gemara says that one of the bulls started to run and he ran all the way to Marat HaMachpelah. No one knew until then where Adam and Chava were buried. And the bull went inside. And everyone went inside, he saw a light. He says, uh-huh. Next week, Parasha is going to bury Sarah in Marat HaMachpelah. He says, how do you know where was it? Where it was? He says, the bull showed me. In the meantime, he runs after the bull, he brings the bull back. Now he's going to slaughter the bulls. And then he's going to barbecue, and he's going to bring them to eat. The Torah says he stands up and serves them. And in the meantime, Hashem is waiting. Hours. Hours Hashem is waiting. That's also more important. So the guests come to your house, and Hashem comes to visit you. He says, okay, so take care of the guests. We'll see soon why. But that's soon. Fine. But for how many hours? How many hours? You tell Hashem to wait for you. The Gemara says, the angels at the end left, and Abraham walks them out of the tent. He thinks they're still people. He never knew. I don't know if at the end of his life he knew. There's no information. He ever knew lower angels. There's no information. So in the meantime, he takes care of them, and Hashem is waiting. And Abraham says, at the end, he says, so at the end, Hashem is here, and Abraham Avinu goes, and Hashem is going goodbye. I left. Okay. Hashem waited for nothing, for hours, because Abraham is busy with those three people who knows who they are, and he left Hashem, ignored Hashem. How can it be such a thing? Then comes the Torah and tells you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he's going to tell Abraham Avinu. He's going to tell Abraham Avinu about he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, Kidati, because I love him. He's going to command, Asher Yetzaveh Lebanav Acharav, Lishmor Derech Hashem. He's going to teach his children to keep the path of Hashem, Lasot Tzedakah U'Mishpat, do Tzedakah U'Mishpat. So, they're going to do tzedakah mishpat, they're going to do righteous, they're going to judge, and they're going to give tzedakah. Therefore Hashem said, I must tell him what I'm going to do. What he says to do anything. You want to tell him? Tell him. You don't want to tell him? Don't tell him. He says, because he's going to command his children. What is he going to command his children? Is Abraham, is eligible to know it? Tell him. Imam said, well, Hashem wants to tell him because Eretz Israel belongs to Abraham. Okay, so tell him. Hashem said, no, you know what? I love him. I said, why do you love Abraham? Because what? Because he's religious? Because he gives lectures? Because he brings people back to Hashem? No. Because he's going to command his children to do tzedakah mishpat. So you want Hashem to love you? The Torah says, look what it is. Nothing. I says, more tefillot? No. More mitzvot? No. command the children to do tzedakah v'mishpat. So what is it all about? So then Abraham prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Abba and says, nothing helps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys Tom Amor. Then the Torah tells you, episode, Abraham moves here, moves there. Torah says, Abraham Avinu went to Plishtim, Gaza area, Baita Eshel Bevershava. So he builds a motel over there for the people. Eshel Gemara says, Previation, Achirash, Chiyah, Lina, give them food, give them drink, and give them a place to sleep. He says, now? He says, excuse me, how old Abraham now? Abraham now is 100 years old. He says, you have any information about Abraham until now? You have any information that he took guests? No. Okay, I know the Torah is not a story. I know, see nothing. But here the Torah wants you to know a story. That now Abraham is building a motel. Now he's building a motel. Why did you do it 10 years ago, a motel? 20 years ago. He's 100 years old. Now he's making a motel. Out of nowhere, he's making a motel. What happened till now? How come I have no motel before? Why now I have a motel? And then the Torah ends with Akedat Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, Hashem told Abraham Avinu, listen, now is a test. Abraham Avinu, Gemara said, had 10 tests. Hashem never told him it's a test. Test number 10, Hashem tells him, Abraham, it's a test. Let me tell you something. I want you to pass this test. But if you're not going to pass this test, you're a failure in all the other 9 tests that you passed already. Well, that's not right. There's 10 questions in the test. 9 you knew, the 10th you didn't know. So if you don't want to give 90 because question number 10 is harder, okay. But you can't tell the guy, you're a failure. I'm a failure? You're a failure. What do you mean I'm a failure? My name is Abraham Avinu. I ran all my life and preach and teach and tell everybody, do teshuva, believe in Hashem, leave the idols. And then Hashem tells him, if you don't pass, listen, what's the test? Slaughter your son. He says, excuse me, I can't do it, I'm sorry. Anything else? What do you expect me to slaughter my son that I had him when I was 100 years old? And you promised me that from this son, I'm going to have Am Israel, he's going to have children and grandchildren, he's going to inherit Israel. All the promises you promised me, now tell me, go slaughter the son. I can't do it, I'm sorry, I cannot do it. So I can't. What shall I do? Besides, the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu, all his life gave lectures that Hashem does not want anybody to slaughter people for him. This was his lectures because people used to do it. So Hashem doesn't want. You want to sacrifice to Hashem an animal. Now you want me to go take my son and slaughter him. It's against all my theories, against all my lectures, against all my teaching to the world, and I just don't, I can't do it, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I can't. And I can't do it with my son, I'm sorry. No, he's a failure. How come he's a failure? Now come the Torah and tells us something. Last week, Parasha, before the Brit Milah, Hashem told Abraham those words. Hashem el Abraham. Hashem arrived and revealed himself to Abraham. He told him like this. Emir Alav, Ani, I am Kel Shakai. I am, there's two names of Hashem, Aleph and Lamed, and Shin and Dalad Yud. Says the Gemara, no. Hashem told like this, Abraham, like we say in Shmoneh Esrei, maybe Kel Elyon, we say Kel Elyon, Kel Elyon. Ki Kel Tov Salachata. He said, Kel also means it's very strong, powerful. Hashem tells Abraham, listen, I'm very powerful with everybody. And I'm the God of everybody. And I'm telling you now that I'm going to be your God. Hithalech lefanai, walk in front of me. Ve'yet hamim, then you'll be a complete person. Say, Rashi, what do you mean? What do you mean I should walk in front of you? Hashem told him, glue in my job. Hidabek ba'avodati. What do you mean? What do I have to do? Tell me what to do. I have no idea. But this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu before the Brit Milah. Zot Briti. I said, now you know what? Brit Milah. Brit Milah, it's going to so-called train you to do my job. What my job? What do you mean my job? I'm just doing your job. I clone somebody. Nachash? What Nachash is this parasha? No Nachash.
I don't
know. What does that mean? Last life.
Last year. Sorry.
So the Gemara Chachamim tell us the following. Look, the Gemara says in Torah says, "Vayitalech Chanoch et Elokim." Chanoch walked with Hashem. And by Noach it says the same thing. Et Elokim italech Noach. Noach walked. Et in the Torah sometimes means with. Says the Gemara, but you know Abraham is above this. Above Noach. What does it mean Abraham is above Noach? It's because when Abraham it says, Hitalech lefanai, walk in front of me. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, if Noach would have been in the generation of Abraham, he wouldn't have been for nothing. Abraham is much greater. By what? Because it says, walk in front of me? No. Says the Ramchal, listen. Actually, what Hashem did on Har Sinai, when he gave us the Torah, he made us partners in creation. The Gemara says somebody does Kiddush on Friday night. He says in Tefillah Vayichulu, he becomes a partner of Hashem. It's not that we're walking over here. We are so called partners of Hashem. We're helping him. We have to do what he does, and we have to share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything. Said the Gemara, say Chachamim, look, Hashem tells Abraham, listen, I'm going to give you Brit Milah. With that Brit Milah, you're going to be glued to my job. See, what do you mean? So one of the Chachamim said, Rabbi Akiva Eger brings in his book, he said, listen, Hashem asked us to do Brit Milah because when the child has Brit Milah, then his heart will open for the Torah. That's the job. Like we say, Olat Levachim. That's the job of Brit Milah. That's the secret of Brit Milah. But, Kam Sefer HaChinuch, one of the Rishonim, it says, listen, I want to explain to you something. Hashem doesn't care about the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah, Letzaref et Midotenu. That you should have a good heart. That's what Shnaibat Yavos says. The main thing is left hope. You have a left hope? No. I have left. No. If you don't keep the Torah, you can't have a good heart. Chesed lo'umim chatat. If a guy does a favor to you, he wants something for this. It's not for nothing. I said, why? Because he doesn't have Brit Milah. He doesn't have Brit Milah. He doesn't have the Torah. He doesn't have the Torah, he cannot become a better person. Say the Rambam and the Ramban, both say, Kimaich patlo, what do you think Hashem cares? Shochet min al-tzava, shochet min al-oref. How you slaughter the animal? Shek lulav, tefillin, what do you think? Who you do? What do you do? For him? You think Hashem cares? Hashem doesn't care. This is the whole purpose, is for you. And what do you do? Not because you're going to get a reward in Olam Haba. You're going to get a reward in Olam Haba if you have good habits. The Gemara says, you know, Yerobam ben Nevat was a genius of the generation. Achitofel, Atzatok Atzatai Elokim, like the biggest Navi we had. Enem Halak Olam Haba. They have no place in Olam Haba. He had straight Gehenom. Doeg Gadomi. The head of Sanhedrin. Gehenom. I said, why? Because it doesn't matter how much you know. The main thing is how good you are. But you can't say you're good unless you learn Torah. But if you don't use the tool of Torah to become good, you're bankrupt. It doesn't matter how much you are. Says the Gemara, Hashem wants to see if your heart is good. Not if you believe in Hashem in your heart. That means nothing. So every mitzvah that you do is only letzarefet libotenu that helps you to control your heart and to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. It says you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, then you become his partner. That's called italech lefanai ve'yetamim. That's Hashem told the world. So that's the power of Brit Milah. That's what Torah says. That's the whole thing. So when Hashem told Avraham Avinu, do Brit Milah, Hashem tells him, why? Why didn't put Milah? Why? Because it's a mitzvah? Because it's all... No. Hashem didn't tell him this. Hashem didn't tell him it's all. Hashem told him, listen, that's the covenant with Brit Milah. Italech lefanai. Be glued to my job. Help me with my job. That's all. Here comes the Torah. Now is going to tell you what happened. Look. The third day of the Brit Milah, look. Hashem comes to visit Avram. Why? Says the Gemara. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to go visit sick people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us what it means to help him with his job. Says the Gemara, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit every sick person. Ashkina lemerashot acholeh. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody is sick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is next to his head. So Hashem comes to visit people. Hashem is teaching Avram, that's what you have to do also. Hashem comes over, doesn't say anything. Says Shlomo HaMelech, look, when somebody comes to you that he needs to eat something and you give him, you do Hashem's job. Malveh Hashem Chonendal. When you give tzedakah to somebody, it's like you gave a loan to Hashem. Why? Because Hashem created this person, so Hashem ought to give him food. Now if he comes to you and you give him the food, it means you can lend Hashem money. Malveh Hashem Chonendal. He says, you gave the guy food. He said, look, says the Torah, let me tell you what happened now. Avraham Avinu is looking for guests. I said, why are you looking for guests? He said, what happened? How come now? You're 100 years old. What happened 5 years ago? What happened last year? What happened 20 years ago? There's no information. I said, listen, now it's in my blood. I Brit Milah. I want to do things. Soon I'm going to build a motel. Now I'm going to build a motel. I didn't build a motel before. I said, how come Avraham Avinu? What happened now? He says, now Brit Milah made me so-called a partner with Hashem. I have to do exactly what Hashem does. Hashem gives food. Hashem builds houses. Hashem does everything. He says, I'm going to do the same thing like Hashem. So the three people came. Avraham runs to them. He says, why are you running? He says, I'm running because this is what Hashem does all the time. What do you think Hashem does all day? Hashem feeds. Hashem does. He says, okay, let's go. Let's do this. Let's do it. Avraham runs. Hashem is waiting. I said, listen, Hashem is not waiting. I'm Hashem's partner. Hashem would have done the same thing. Hashem feeds people. So I feed them also. He says, my partner, please wait. I'm taking care of those people that you, so-called, would have done the same thing to them. So, he says, yes, what does Hashem do? Hashem gives people tongue also. What do you think? You went to the butcher, you got a tongue from the butcher? Hashem made this animal, and Hashem gave this animal to the butcher, and you come, so the butcher says, there, I have a tongue for you. What do you think? It's you, Zuchut, you got a tongue because you paid money? Because Hashem arranged it, that you can have a tongue in this place, and you're going to give him money, he's going to give you the tongue. I says, I promise you, listen, I learn from you, I do the whole thing. And that's the whole episode. The Torah wants to tell you that Avraham is accomplishing so-called mercy, full of mercy, with so-called coming down. It's coming down. Comes Hashem to Avraham and said, listen, I want to tell you something. Avraham said, I get up for you. Hashem said, no, listen, sit down. I said, actually, why should I stand? I said, I want you to understand something. Says the Gemara, look, there are four things Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what to answer. They came ask Moshe Rabbeinu, somebody cursed with Hashem's name. Moshe didn't know. They told somebody did not keep Shabbat, Mekoshesh, Moshe doesn't know. They came to Moshe, they asked him, listen, we want to do Korban Pesach with me, Moshe didn't know. The daughter of Tzlofchad came to Moshe, asked him, do we get some heritage, Moshe doesn't know. Says Gemara Yerushalmi, you know why? How come Moshe did not learn this? Because Hashem wanted to tell us via Moshe Rabbeinu that court is not a joke. You don't, 1, 2, 3, we make a decision. You have to sit down and think. It's like that, especially mitzvah, to try to find some kind of benefit of the doubt to give the guy. Therefore, Hashem did not tell Moshe those episodes. The guy cursed. At the end, Hashem told him, okay, kill him. So, how come Hashem didn't teach Moshe in Shemaim that halacha? Somebody did not keep Shabbat. I said, how come Hashem did not tell Moshe in Shemaim? Because Hashem wanted Moshe, so-called, to pause. I said, Moshe doesn't know what to do. What it means is like court system. Have mercy. Here comes the Torah and says, after. Avram had Brit Milah. Hashem says, Avram, sit down. He says, why have to sit down? This is to be a sign for your children. When they're going to have a court system, they have to sit down. To sit down means, calm down. Calm down, don't 1, 2, 3, make a decision. I says, why? Because you have to be like me. I said, how do you know? I says, it's dumb. I says, Hashem said to the angels, less than 2 weeks ago, Parshat Noach, Hashem told the angels, let's go see what's going on with the tower. This is Parasha. Hashem told the angels. He told Gabriel, Gabriel, let's go down. Maybe people in the zone will do teshuva shelem. To teach the judges that you should have a lot of mercy. That Hashem is the mercy. They said, how are you going to get mercy from where? From a Brit Mila. And that's what the Gemara says. Actually, the Gemara says, when Avraham Avinu asked Sarah to make bread, Gemara says, Avraham Amar Solet, Bilakha Kemach. So the Gemara says, a lady doesn't like guests so much like the men. When you got a guest, when you got a guest. Who is this guest? Why? What's the problem? Why a lady doesn't like guests so much? She likes her sister. But you tell you, and a stranger comes to the house, she looks at him, who is this guy? Where did you bring him? From the Knesset? Where you found him? Mishulah. That's the secret. A man has Brit Milah. Brit Milah penetrates into the heart. Penetrates into the heart becomes better. Lady have no Brit Milah. Have no Brit Milah. So that she doesn't have this desire to go and look for a guest. So the Gemara, Avraham Avinu is looking for a guest. Iyov, the Gemara said to Hashem, Iyov said to Hashem, look, what do you say about me? Hashem said, you're a very good person. But the difference between you and Avraham, Avraham runs to find a guest. You don't run to find a guest. He was a goy. He was born Mahul, but he didn't have Brit Milah. It's a different thing. Iyov was born Mahul, but he didn't have Brit Milah. He didn't have Brit Milah, it's stronger. That's why Aaron is stronger than Moshe. Because Moshe had no Brit Milah, Aaron Brit Milah. Therefore, Aaron was very merciful. Moshe was a little bit tough. I said, why? What happened? He says, because Moshe was born Brit Milah. Comes the Torah and tells you, look, Avraham Avinu is praying for Sodom and Gomorrah. I said, why is he praying for Sodom and Gomorrah? He said, well, look, Noach did not pray. Why? Again, Noach was born Mahul. He didn't have Brit Milah. He didn't have Brit Milah. He says, he has no mercy. Avraham has mercy on the Reshaim. Like he had mercy on the three people that came from the desert. He doesn't know who they are. He gives them food. He's going to accompany them. He's going to ask them, please send them down. He's going to say, it's not about that. What is it all about? I mentioned to you once before that Rav Nachman Breslov one time called his student, Rav Natan, locked himself 3 days with Rav Natan. And after 3 days, they came out. So they asked Rav Natan, so what did you learn? He says, Rav Nachman destroyed all the things that I wrote. One thing I remember, everything was erased from my head, Rav Nachman erased from my head. One thing he told me, Achnasat Ochim, Achnasat Ochim, Achnasat Ochim, Achnasat Ochim. Because this was the raw model of the Brit Milah. This is what I'm so strong about, purity, Brit Milah. I says, this is the raw model. He said, let's see, you want to do Achnasat Ochim, Achnasat Ochim, you run after the guest. You run after the Mishulach. He says, you want to do this? He says, because the Brit Milah. Because this was the role model that Hashem chose to write in the Torah. Look what happened to Avraham Avinu. He's running, he's sick. His Gemara says he was bleeding. He's bleeding. 100 years old man, had Brit Milah, he's bleeding. He says he's running, he needs a guest. He's outside, is Gehenom, the Gemara says. Hot. Avraham sits outside, no air conditioning, nothing. I need a guest. I said, where did you get this idea in your head? Go home, sit down, you're sick. The Gemara says the third day of Brit Milah is the worst thing. No. He says, actually, you know, it's a little deep. I have an angel in Shemaim, it's called Gabriel. This guy Gabriel is the Khalid of Michael. He is really the angel of fire. He is coming now to Sodom VeAmorah to make a fire. He destroyed the tower. What is he doing in Avraham's house? What is he doing in Avraham's house? He doesn't do it. You have to go to Sodom and Gomorrah. What did you do over here? What are you doing? Why are you staying over here? Chachamim tell us like this. Look. Likewise, somebody Goy needs operation. They take him to operation room, Goy, and the doctor cuts him. He says, You're murdering him. Look what you do, he's bleeding. Listen, you don't understand. You have to make the operation. Then Goy has something that they have to take care of it. I want to ask you something. You ready? It's a test number 10. What's the test? Why don't you take your son and slaughter your son? He said, hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I got this Brit Milah, right? Now I'm 137. 100 years old, you gave me Brit Milah. You told me, listen, I love you very much. So why you love me? Because I'm going to teach my children to do Tzedakah HaMishpah. You taught me a lesson. That's the whole thing. What did you tell me? You tell me, I love you very much. So why you love? Not because I'm Avraham Avinu. Because you told me I'm going to teach my children to do tzedakah mishpat. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzedakah. You say, Melech ohev tzedakah mishpat. Hashem loves tzedakah mishpat. Hashem said, I love Avraham. Because he's going to teach his children tzedakah mishpat. Okay? You told me this. That's why you told me, that's why you told me to do Brit Milah, right? Okay, so my heart is full of mercy now, right? I know the Torah. I studied Torah. I took care of the guests. I made a motel. It's after I made motel. Now you tell me go slaughter my son. And he sent me the test. I gave me a test. Then I test. It's the whole thing what I learned before that you told me the lecture about Brit Milah, Italech Lefanai, be glued to my job, and you love me because I'm going to teach my children Tzedakah Mishpat, and you love Tzedakah Mishpat, and that's what makes a Jew, because he has a merciful heart, because he likes to help, and he's very kind, and this, and the goy doesn't have a very good lecture. Now what do you tell me? Me, my Brit Milah, with a promise that my children will get Eretz Israel, and with a statement that you love me because I'm going to teach my children to do tzedakah mishpat, to be righteous, and to give tzedakah, to be merciful, you tell me, go stop my son? That's the test. That's the biggest test in the world. What is the test? The test is like this. The Gemara tells us that Shmuel and Nabi told Shaul HaMelech, go kill Amalek. And Shaul, Vayarav Banachah, says the Gemara, Hashem told Shmuel to tell him, go kill everybody, ladies and infants, and all the camels, the cattle. And Shmuel told it to Shaul. Shaul said, hey, hold it. But this is cruel. I have mercy. What do you mean I'm going to kill these babies, infants? Kill ladies? What? You want to kill the men? We kill the ladies? What? Didn't kill them. Says the Gemara, Sabbat Kol Ma'ashamayim. Hashem says in Shamayim, Al teach Dakarabe, don't be such a tzaddik. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? The Gemara, later on, they can tell Shaul that David HaMelech came to Novir HaKohanim, and the Kohen HaGadol gave him a piece of bread. And Shaul wanted to kill David. Shaul was a little bit cuckoo. Chazal Baruch Ra, a shed went inside him. So this guy, Doeg Adomi, Elohim Ram Abar, texted Shaul, David was here now, and the Kohen HaGadol gave him a piece of bread. So Shaul came with an army and told Doeg, kill all the Kohanim. For what? For they gave a piece of bread to David. To David HaMelech, says the Gemara, Hashem said from Shamayim, Al Tirshar Be, huh? Remember? He had a lot of mercy on Amalek. But you have no mercy on the Kohanim, right? But you know what it means. It means you merciful is not by judgment, by right judgment, it's because your heart sometimes wants to, he loves this one, he hates this one. He loves this one, he hates this one. He says, I don't like this person, I hate this person. That's not good. You have to judge. To judge is Gabriel. Gabriel, it's called Din. Gabriel, he tells you things straight. Love this one. Love this one and kill him is also love. When Hashem kills somebody, it's from love, not from hatred. Because this is the correction for that person. We don't know. That actually, the Gemara says, the Zohar says, that actually, Yitzhak had to die. If Avraham would not have done like that, Yitzhak would have fallen down dead on the floor. Because Yitzhak only had a neshama. He got a neshama only from Avraham, not from Sarah. Because Sarah did not believe, she had only half of neshama. The same thing in after Rav, we read on Shabbat. The son of the Shunamit, same thing, only had half of neshama. That's why he died. That's why she took him to Elisha to revive him. He had only half of neshama. Imagine, drive the car, the car doesn't have all the things inside. Yitzchak had no things inside, it was half. If Abba would not have taken him, he would have been dead. Now, by the Akedah, Hashem revived him. That's the job of Gabriel. when Gabriel comes to Avram's house together with the other angels, it means that Avram, you're very merciful. You're a brit milah. Your heart is perfect. Listen, but you have to have a heart perfect with judgment. Not the way I think, after mercy, 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 mercy. Sometimes judgment, death, is also merciful. That's what Hashem said to Avraham Avinu. It really hints to him. He says, Vayra Hashem el Avraham, Ani, Kel Shakai, Ani, Ari said, Ani, what Ani is, Rashi Tevot, Kel Nekamot Hashem. Hashem said, I'm very tough. But this is the mercy. This is the mercy. When I'm tough, it's mercy for you. Because everything is mercy. Look what happened to Shaul. He has mercy on Amalek, and he kills the Kohanim. What kind of mercy you have? He says, that mercy has to be with Hashem. That even Hashem's name, Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey, depends how, what the dots that you have. If you have Shva underneath, it's called judgment. It's Gabriel. That's what Hashem wants to teach us in the parasha, that this is the test for Abraham. The biggest test. I'm very merciful. Listen, sometimes it's a bit tough. The toughness sometimes, it's that is what Hashem wants from you. A bit tough. I says, have mercy on everybody, but when Hashem wants me to be tough, I'm tough. And Hashem tells me, go slaughter Yitzchak, slaughter Yitzchak. Hashem told Abraham, listen, all the tests that you had is to accomplish one thing. That he should be so-called my assistant, my partner. But you have to be like me. What Hashem is doing? Sometimes Hashem is mercy. Sometimes Hashem destroys with His mercy. Abraham, you're my partner, right? Do the same thing. You love Yitzchak very much. Now go slaughter him. It's a contradiction. It's not a contradiction. It's the same thing. When Hashem tells you to do something, that's called mercy. It's called Yud Kevav. That's Hashem. We don't understand it. How can it happen? That's mercy. Hashem only does good things. When Hashem punishes somebody, it's also mercy. He punishes him. When Hashem doesn't do something, it's also because it's mercy. The guy shouldn't have it. So this is Hashem told Avraham, listen, if you pass this test, you accomplish your life. Because that was the purpose of Rit Milah. You should be glued to my job. Now, if you're not going to do this, it means it's whatever you feel. Your mercy is not good. You must say, look what happened to Shaul HaMelech. Your mercy, too much mercy is not good for you. You have to know. This is called Gabriel. It's Gabriel. This is the minister in Shamayim of the fire. He says he is merciful too. Hashem takes him down. Hashem said to him, Gabriel, come down, say, let's see Sdom Amora together. But Gabriel, what do you have to do? He's the executor. No. He is the executor with mercy. He's not the executor. Therefore, Hashem told him also, Parshat Noach, let's go see the tower. What has to do? Of course, it means the humbleness of Hashem as well. Rahim said, no, it means that Hashem wants the judges to judge with merciful, but with the truth, what's the best for the person. That's why the Brit Milah, Hashem brought Gabriel, and Hashem told Abraham, sit down. It's going to be a sign for your children. Court system have to be tough. I have to be mercy. And the verdict has to come with mercy, not because hatred, or not because they made a quick decision. Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avraham, the Mishnah said, Amad B'Kulam, passed everything. So the whole Gemara is called B'Zchut Avraham Avinu. Because so-called he got this privilege, so-called to be a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something that Noach did not have, and nobody else had before. And this Rabbi said, that's the job. David HaMelech, Shmuel, all these people, they said, we want to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation. That's what Rabbi said, before Mashiach will come, I'm Israel, this is the job. To help HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to purify the world, together with the one I am not allowed to say on the tape. Yom Mashiach Bama Bavino.
Amen.